The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So we'll start this morning with a meditation about 35 minutes long, and I'll start that with a little bit of a guided meditation. That's often helpful to begin a period of meditation with relaxation. Just allow the body, allowing the body to relax and allowing the mind to relax. And so we'll start with that. Start with a body scan and consciously relaxing the body. So starting at the top of the head and face, the back of the head, and just see if there's a possibility to relax the muscles of the head and face. And particularly around your eyes and mouth, your jaw. Relaxing your neck and shoulders. Just releasing any tension that's possible to release. You might even have access to a little bit of relaxation inside the shoulder socket, the tendons and ligaments. You might be able to release that area a little bit. Relaxing the arms. Including the elbows, the wrists, the hands. Softening, relaxing the muscles of the chest and upper back. All the muscles all the way around the rib cage. Relaxing the stomach and abdomen. It's okay to let go of holding in that area. Sometimes we think we need to hold on to that area to hold ourselves upright. It's okay to let those muscles hang forward a little bit. Relaxing the middle and lower back, the hips, the pelvis. Maybe even inside the hip socket. Relaxing the legs. The knees, the ankles, the feet. And then sometimes we don't often think of checking in, but sometimes we can also relax holding that's happening inside the body. So just check in and see if it might be possible to relax inside the throat. Relax the heart. Relax the stomach and the intestines. Softening, releasing, relaxing all of the organs. And then letting go of any mental tension that you can let release and let go of. Letting go as much as possible of thoughts of the past and the future, of worries or concerns. For the next little while, there's nowhere to go, no one to be, and very little to do. And so seeing if there can be an inclining to release any of the habits of worries and concerns in favor of simple being. Being present. Aware of this body and this mind here and now. Sometimes, after having consciously relaxed the body and mind as much as is available consciously, and sometimes the body and mind are willing and able to relax a little more if they are requested to. And not trying to do it, but just simply dropping in the request, may the body relax. And then just settling back and seeing how the mind and body respond. May the body relax. Not a demand, but a request. May the body relax. May the mind relax. May the mind relax. And I'd like to suggest from this place of as much relaxation as is available to you right now, that you allow your awareness, your attention to open to the experience of hearing. All experience can be a place to cultivate mindfulness, and hearing is no exception. And so opening to the flow of sounds, receiving the flow of sounds, almost as if you were listening to music, setting aside any ideas about sounds you like and dislike, and just seeing if you can open to the actual experience of hearing. Sounds outside, sounds that are ongoing, sounds that come and go. The sound of my voice, seeing if there can be relaxation in this exploration. We actually don't have to work too hard to hear. we simply relax, the hearing will happen very naturally. And also, we don't have to go out and look for sounds. They come to us also very naturally, settling back and receiving the experience of hearing. You might very naturally notice that as you explore the experience of hearing, there's also the recognition of what is being heard. Car, voice, leaf blower. You don't have to try to stop that recognition, but just recognize that the recognition of what the sound is and the sound itself are two different things. If you can have an attitude of non-conflict with the experience of hearing, this can be a very supportive practice. We recognize that the sounds are not under our own control, and that we can simply rest and know the experience of hearing. If you find it easy to connect with this experience of hearing in a non-conflicted way, that is a fine object of meditation for you. And you're welcome to continue exploring that. And if it feels a little challenging for you, you're also welcome to connect with the experience of breathing. The experience of breathing is also something that continues, is present, going on, as long as we're alive. And much as with the hearing, we can simply receive the experience of breathing. The sensations of breathing in and breathing out, are already happening. We don't have to make them. They happen naturally as the breath comes into the body. At the nostrils, you might experience the sensations at the nostrils. Or perhaps inside the throat, as the air passes through the throat. Maybe even inside the mouth. Or you might notice the movement, the expansion and contraction of the rib cage, or the movement, the rising and falling of the abdomen. All of these sensations happen, are there as we breathe. And we can, almost as if we were listening to the sensations, receive the experience of breathing, settling back, being curious about what is there. How does the mind know the breathing? How do I know I'm breathing? Sometimes I find in exploring the experience of breathing, the breath is a very delicate experience sometimes, and it's almost like if you look at it too hard or too directedly, it can be harder to recognize. And so sometimes I play with settling back, allowing the awareness to be bigger than the breath. And just noticing how the breath comes into awareness. It's almost like not looking directly at the breath, but knowing it's there. Again, relaxation is our ally here. And of course, the mind will wander into thought. And the moment that you recognize that, the moment that you notice, oh, not attending to the present moment, not here. In that moment, you actually are here again, taking in what it is that you have woken up with. Might be thinking, might be a sound or a body sensation. Sometimes when our mind wanders, tension creeps back into the body and mind. And so sometimes it's helpful to reconnect with this exploration of relaxation. No need to rush about paying attention to anything in particular. Being aware of the body and relaxing the body, you are cultivating mindfulness. And sometimes when the mind wanders off into thought, when we wake up, there's actually more relaxation than there was before. And so be open to what is here when the mindfulness returns. And then as it feels natural, it can be helpful to reconnect with a particular experience in the present moment, such as hearing or the experience of breathing.